My guest is the Riblay School Superintendent, Rick Cardy. And Rick, if you would, share with us what is going on in Riblay.
The following is a summary of the February School District for the Riblay School Board of Education meeting. In the reports agenda, second grade teacher Amy Mickey and Tanya Whittleda presented on bringing the curriculum to life to engage students. Both staff members presented at statewide conventions this year, both at the Slate Technology Leaders Conference and the WEAC Conference. The presentation was an abbreviated version of the sectionals, but highlights some of the innovative ways teachers are making instruction exciting and meaningful. Riblay resident John Hine has volunteered to maintain the community ice rink since 1989. Mr. Hine is retiring from the duty and discussed with ways with the board to keep the village, school district, and community partnership going for years to come. A big thank you to Mr. Hine for all he has done to provide Riblay with a community ice rink. The board heard a membership update. The second Friday count for pupil aid purposes was January 10th. Our total enrollment number for aid purposes was up 2 students from the fall to 491 students. Principal John Dahlman presented the midterm achievement gap reduction report. By accepting class size reduction funding, the administration must annually report findings to the school board. Overall, the results showed that students are on target to meet their learning goals set for them in the fall in both math and reading. The board approved the 2020 summer school framework. Summer school courses will be offered throughout June, July, and August, with registration information to go home to parents in April. The board also gave the administration the go-ahead to apply for free breakfast and lunch summer programs offered by DPI. In new business, the board approved the transfer of Courtney Cook from 45% middle school secretary to 100% starting with the 2020-21 school year. Selected Kristen Lewick, Jackie Moore, and Joanne Peterson to work as canvassers for the spring school board elections. Approved the gracious offer of the Riblay Booster Club to donate 2 new scoreboards valued at $8,800 for the middle school gym, with the installation being donated. The current middle school scoreboard was installed in 1981. As part of the motion, the Booster Club was also given permission to sell signage below the scoreboard to help offset the cost. The estimated install date would be in June of 2020. The school board approved a hockey co-op program with the Medford School District. Riblay currently co-ops with Medford for girls hockey, and the partnership is working well. A co-op application will need to be approved by the WIA to start the co-op in the fall of 2020. Technology coordinator Gail Perrin presented on updating the district website this summer. The board gave permission for the district to write a grant and enter into an agreement with CISA 6 to redevelop our current website. The new website would be more interactive, have real-time announcement capabilities, and connects posts with social media to our website. The board also approved replacing outdated technology wiring. As identified in the district's technology plan, the wiring at the high school and middle school can really slow down internet speeds and cause delays with large video files. Federal E-rate funding was secured to cover over half of the $15,000 in costs. This concludes the highlights of the February board meeting of the Riblay School Board. The next meeting is March 12th.
And once again, our thanks to Riblay Superintendent Rick Cardy for that update. Thanks so much, and all the best to everybody in Riblay.
Thanks, Pat.